Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brian and Krupa Studios. It's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559, high of 85. Currently, it is 67. Clear skies at the T-Mobile Center.
Heidi!
How you feeling on this Red Friday?
Oh, yeah. Once again, it's so. You know what it is.
How about those Chiefs?
Have a little cheese break later on in the show. But D, we talking about the streetcar again. Let's get it in.
Excited about that. Shout out to Khadijah over at McDonald's off Hickman for getting me right this morning. I got my high cake, so you know I'm ready. And then, of course, your TMG goes down at the 23s. Find out which rapper says they don't want to do the Super Bowl.
Can't wait for that. We got your motivation on the way in about 10 minutes. We hustling and shining on this Red Friday on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
So is it a dynasty now?
Yeah, it's the start of one. We're not done.
How about those Chiefs?
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
In the space between what's comfortable and what's tolerable, that's where achievement takes place. That's where you develop skill and persistence, grow stronger, gain wisdom. When you attempt to close that gap, you chase away your best possibilities. The more you refuse to tolerate, the less you'll be able to accomplish. Comfort makes for a pleasant and useful refuge, but if you insist on spending all your time there, you render real progress impossible. Laying in a warm bed is quite comfortable, yet your options for action are extremely limited. The moment you get up and get on your feet, those options rapidly expand. What you can actually tolerate is far beyond what you find comfortable. And it's helpful to keep that distinction in mind, because the more you challenge yourself and train yourself to tolerate, the more value you're able to create. Solving problems, fulfilling dreams, and building a life of accomplishment simply cannot be done in a perpetual state of comfort. Be eager to act and expand upon what you can tolerate, and discover the great things you can achieve. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
623, high of 85. Currently, it is 67, clear skies at University Academy. Retired boxer Layla Ali goes in on Clarissa Shields for praising her father, but trashing her.
Now, what father would embrace someone like her or want to be associated with someone like her while she's trying to tear down his very own child? My father was the greatest of all time because not only did he have a beautiful, one-of-a-kind style in the ring, he was also a remarkable individual outside of it. Now, do you believe I'm jealous of her accomplishments?
No. Absolutely not.
And she put also a collage of moments where Clarissa was praising her father. Like, she put a whole production together just to call her out. So, are we going to get a matchup? That's the question people continue to have. Of course, there is an age gap, but we've seen Mike Tyson get back in the ring. So, at this point, anything is possible.
Okay, so, okay, time out. Stop. That Mike Tyson stuff was for fake.
That wasn't real.
He still got in the ring. Whether you believe it was real, fake, or whatever.
I think this real.
He got back in the ring.
I think this real. I just got one simple request. Don't mess up Layla Ali's face. That's all I ask. Because she's fine.
Okay. Switching over.
I'm just saying.
And that's fine. She's fine.
Mm-hmm. Switching gears. Brian McKnight. He made a post about celebrating $8.8 million in damages and punitive damages. Although he hasn't confirmed from which lawsuit, he included some additional clips. But check this out.
It's been a long journey getting to this day, October 16th, 2025. But we are here and the verdict is in. We've been quiet, listening to liars continue to lie and keeping to ourselves, living and loving our life, as we said, leaving everything in God's hands and letting our lawyer do the talking.
Now, he also included a clip from what seemed like of his ex-wife telling him not to call or text his late estranged son, Nico McKnight, who, of course, you know, passed away not that long ago. So not 100% sure, but I think whether you're estranged with your child or not, your son just passed away. And now you're I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not in his shoes, so I can't speak on it, but it just seems more of, what are you doing?
He's got a lot of vigor for a lot of people. If you follow Brian McKnight, and it's bad.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103.10.
Listen longer this weekend for your chance to win tickets to go see Cat Williams. It's going down Sunday, October 25th, next Sunday, right here in Kansas City at the T-Mobile Center. Plus, going to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash all weekend long, right here only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks, Hot 103 Jams. Now, a couple weeks ago, D, you know, the results were in on the election, recalling Frank White, and attorney Phil Lavota, he was sworn in yesterday as the interim Jackson County executive, stepping into that role left vacant. Now, he will serve the remaining 15 months of White's term through January 2027. Indeed, he says he's ready to restore public trust in the government here in Kansas City.
You have gotten a raw deal in government from this office, to say the least. There have been severe and life-changing problems that the former administration's policies did to you and your family. But you spoke, and you spoke loudly. Everyone heard you, and I heard you. With my partners in the legislature, relief is coming.
I don't know. It's a lot to get to, man. He got not only the property tax things, D, but he got the stadium thing going on, too.
Yeah, some big shoes to fill for sure. But, I mean, at least it sounds like he has that confidence to take it on, which is good. And that public trust is very much important. He mentioned that before he was even sworn in. So the fact that he's sticking to that is makes the, you know, general public feel good.
We'll see about what them action talking about, boss.
Right.
You know, it's,
the words sound great right
now.
Sound
great. Because I think that no matter where we are with this property tax thing, I don't see them coming down substantially at all for a lot of people. Just because of the growth of the city, the money that's been poured into the city, it's going to come back around. So with things going up, property values going up all over the city. So that's just the game we playing right now, though. Yeah.
Well, anything changes, Cousins, you'll be the first to know.
Busy Bent Man, 816 Day. We on Hustling and Shine.
Big shout out to all the Cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to the Redmond kids at Oak Grove. They said happy Friday, Cousins. Congratulations to Michaela and her fiance, DJ, on their wedding tomorrow. That's major. Shout out to Aunt Anastasia. Also, big love to Big Lynn, Verlea, and Vernell with the 4.0 GPA.
Okay.
I know that's right. That's solid. That is solid.
I ain't never did that.
Look, I sat at a 3.0 and I stayed right there. If you achieving that 4.0, baby, my hat is tipped to you. Shout out to Alexander Edison, also a senior at Lincoln Prep, the Castle on the Hill. Big shout out to Lincoln Prep. We had a good time over there. Susan, Big Reese, Wayne, Ackland. Shout out to Rich Harris. And then also, shout out to Kemet Coleman. He pulling up. He en route. Shout out to Kemet Coleman. If you know Advisory Brewing Company, he also has a partnership with the Streetcar.
All right, yeah. I'll give you $5 on your tank of gas while you're on the way up here, dog.
That sounds good.
$5? You know, $5 used to be like a quarter tank back in the day. Now,
back in what day?
Early 90s, early mid 90s. $20 of gas, that's almost a full tank back then. Yeah, you put a cool little $20
on. I could put like a cool $25 in my little Chevy, and I'd be straight.
Yeah, now you talking about these little cars. I'm talking about them big stankin' Lincolns back in the day, baby. them big old Cadillacs. Mm-mm. Yeah, we couldn't do no little cars. We was too big for all of that. Speaking of cars, D, and being big or small in them, no matter what your size is, everybody gonna be heading over to Bucky's in KCK when it opens up. Now they had their groundbreaking the other day, mm-hmm. and it will hold 74,000 square feet. That is massive. And will offer 120 fueling positions. And it's supposed to provide 225 full-time jobs in the Kansas City area, really too, good. Over there by the Legends. So, yeah, this is a big deal. I can't wait to visit them. I just wonder what the profit margin is with these Buc-ee's, because they offer so many things. It's mm-hmm. like, how do you... I know there's a certain amount of waste going on with, like, if you don't eat all the burritos that they cook, you know, they got to throw them away or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'd be wondering how they be making that much money.
I mean, I feel like we should just go over there and talk to them. You know, Hustling Shine in the morning, stop by Buc-ee's. I think we can make that thing happen.
Yeah. Be like Mr. Chime Time and just try everything that they have to offer.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. We're going to have to bring Julie for that.
We got
to
do that in your car, though.
Oh, no, not absolutely not. We taking the 103 van.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
And somebody who else decided to be with us this morning, D. We got my man, Kimmy Gomer.
What up?
Yeah, yeah. How you feeling, man?
I'm well, bro. I'm well.
Now, you done took time out of your busy, busy schedule. Let's see, you running Vine Street Brewery. Mm-hmm. Let's see, you got your music career popping off.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And also, you're involved with the KC Streetcar. Talk about your collaboration.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So, 9 years ago, I did an anthem for the Streetcar, and you know we have to re-up for the extension. This one's called Stay in Your Lane, and I'm super, super proud to see what we can do with that.
I like that. Stay in your lane. People stay be needing that lane. Reminder when you on
real rap though.
When you on those roads for sure.
100%. Especially with them $50 fines. If y'all realize, look, if you on Main Street and you in that red part, you on the right side where the street cars are, and the police catch you, that's a $50 fine.
Yep.
Yeah, so stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. We'll be premiering that song at 7:38 right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Kimmy, you gonna stick around with us, right?
Oh yeah, let's go.
Like that.
We're gonna make you late for work.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724, high of 85. Currently, it is 67. Clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle School. Killer Mike showed Ice Cube some love and shared his respect for the artist's work and his lifestyle.
Stand up, I seem to be married to one black woman, create these black children. He's always using his imagination to give you a world that you might not have known, but he brought you into. Cube has shown me since I was 12 years old that all possibilities are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Shout
out to Ice Cube.
He done lived a full life. Let's see, he was a great, great, upstanding kid, and he was a gangster rapper.
That's what I was saying. Do you think that people that experienced Ice Cube at that very, very early stage would have thought that he would be the man he is now?
Absolutely not. But it just shows evolution. Hopefully, it's a nod to growth and mm-hmm. knowing that you can get out of whatever situation that you're in right now. You can like make that. Something out of yourself.
Yeah, I like that. You Switching know. Over to Gucci Mane, who might be growing as well. He's explaining, I don't know if you remember, that Versus battle him and Jeezy did many moons ago during, of course, COVID.
You talking to a Jeezy fan here.
And it got intense, but now he's reflecting on that moment and how things actually calmed down after.
I'm glad that he stopped and did what he did. Because if he would have played Stay Scrap, I don't think I could have took it. Huh? I really was in the heat of the moment. I didn't even intend for it to be like that. I didn't intend to go there. It brought everything to like a respect level. Like from then on, we kind of like, we ain't been no disrespect since then.
I love this because hopefully, like you see an NBA young boy, you see the younger guys that are always getting into it. And hopefully, look, y'all have aspirations of reaching 40 years old, 50 years old, 60, 70, 80, and getting older. Especially NBA young boy, he got so many kids. But it's so much toxic beef in hip-hop these days, dog.
These days? It's been around.
It's been around.
Let's be honest.
I'm not... look, I'm not trying to point my finger at young folks or nothing like that, but it's way more prevalent today than it has ever been in hip-hop history, whether you want to agree with that or not. It's way more prevalent today.
Well, shout out to Gucci. Like you said, that growth is a big piece that has happened. And he is 45 years of age, so when NBA Youngboy and the other cats like that probably get to that age, they'll probably have these conversations and sit down and be like, we was childish, which it is. So shout out to growth. That's the important thing right there. It's to move forward and move on.
It's your boy, Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Join Hot 103 Jams to give and hope and help for the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products Driving Expo tomorrow at MCC Penn Valley Education Center, 3201 Southwest Traffic Way, noon to 3 p.m. Hustle and Shine in the morning. We'll be there supporting the drive by donating new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, panty liners, and more. Your donations, KC, will be distributed to domestic violence shelters and survivors. As you know, October is the Domestic Violence Awareness Month. For all the details you need, go to givinghopeandhelp.org. This morning, we got my man, Kemet Coleman. He has his new song with the street card that's about to be extended. The extension is opening next week. D, you had a chance to ride the extension already.
Yeah.
And it wasn't no bumpity bumps or nothing like that, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was a smooth ride. We started at Union Station and we went to UMKC, which was, I mean, of course, for the first time, that's been unheard of, which is major for the city. And the fact that it is free is big. And Kemet, how did this collaboration come about with this song even being possible?
Yeah, for sure. So I did a song 9 years ago for the streetcar called Get Out. And that got over 200,000 views on YouTube. And so, you know, we had to run it back for the extension. And I've always had this kind of title in my head. My dad was a preacher back in the day and had a sermon called Stay in Your Lane.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah. There it is. So I thought it would be a cool thing to commemorate him. He recently passed. And then Donna from the streetcar.
Sorry about that.
I appreciate you. Donna with the streetcar was like, yo, let's make a song. Let's do another music video. So that's what we did.
All right.
That's love. Shout out to Donna, by the way. She's tuned in to Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Streetcar Donna, what's up?
And we all ready for this song. Stay in your lane. We needed it before.
Oh, yeah. World
before
premiere.
The streetcar.
That's right. World premiere. Kemet Coleman and LeVar Ball.
Stay in your lane.
Right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Let's go.
Called Tech Nine, and when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning has teamed up with J.E. Dunn to celebrate and recognize the real MVPs in our community, individuals who embody the spirit of community outreach and a positive change in Kansas City.
Today, we are spotlighting this week's Hustle Hard, Shine Bright nominees.
Renisha Hampton nominates Richard Lucky Hampton. Born and raised in Wyandotte County, he's put so much time and effort into the city, especially when it comes to the youth. Starting with himself, he's represented for KC with his whole heart since he was a little boy. From basketball, football, boxing, and more. And since then, he has become the leader and mentor, taking initiative, and has helped motivate many young individuals. Hands on Deck is his company, which starts with boxing, but it's spread through many sports, including soccer. Also, you can't forget the lawn care, automotive services he provides at cheap prices, and even free just to help someone out. Renisha writes, her dad is the epitome of community, and he shows it every day, including using what little he has to pass out food to the homeless. Renisha writes, if anybody deserves the flowers, it's my dad, Richard Hampton.
Our second nominee comes from Shatten Freeman, as she nominated Wahai Jones. Wahai is an amazing and thoughtful individual who has a heart for the youth. He promotes a monthly event called The Mecca that allows local artists to display their talents and boost their careers, and he does it with funds out of his own pocket and never asks for anything in return. He's always working to help the youth, keeping them off the streets, and encouraging them to do something positive in their lives. He will be an excellent candidate for this award because it will help continue his work of striving to change the lives of young folk in the Kansas City community.
Go to KPRS.com and nominate your community MVP, a person who deserves to be recognized on the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Community Spotlight.
One community nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, October 31st at 7:52 a.m. It's brought to you by J.E. Dunn, building authentic partnerships and enriching lives through inspired people and places.
And Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Time to get in the booth, D. Let's go.
Oh, Lord. Hold on.
Come on.
Let me get in my little bag. My little Shay Lyric bag, my Merle Wayne bag, Rob Lowe bag.
Miss Cush, what's like up? That.
Hold on.
Come on.
Get up and get out. It's Friday. Check or deposit. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always. Get outside, cousin. We better see you today.
There's so many things going on in the town this weekend, D. But yes, we got to first start with tonight.
Uh-oh.
As my nephew, the best defensive tackle, the best offensive guard in Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Lee Summit Broncos. They're headed to Lee Summit West. And tonight, Marcel the Undertaker Reed, number 71. Get your shovels out deep because he's going to put somebody in the dirt. You know how it goes.
I love that. Then after that, I know you also are teaming up with Atlanta Page, right?
Yeah, I'm hanging out with Atlanta Page Thomas tonight, man. Look, it's something special going on. R&B shining. I'm going to be in the building in my R&B bag at the Layla Lounge. Can't wait for that tonight. And then tomorrow, of course, we're waking up a little early for Giving Hope and Health, the Feminine Period Products Drive at Penn Valley. That's from noon until 3 p.m. Hustle and Shine will be out there. I can't wait to see all the cousins in the building.
Yes.
And then A Kid in the Kitchen. We had them on yesterday, mm-hmm. D. They're having an open house at the Linwood YMCA.
Now, I seen this flyer going around, the Denim and Diamonds Party.
Yeah. Shout out to Miss Debbie in the Spirit Life Dance. Light line dance class. Oh, that's going down at the Onyx at 7 p.m. And then I got a wedding to do on Sunday.
Aww.
Yeah, shout out to Candy Johnson. You know I'm be doing your nuptials.
Yeah, shout out to the married folks. I love that.
Can't wait for that. And then, you already know, Sunday is going down at Arrowhead. That's
yes, sir.
Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to smack up them old Raggedy Raiders.
Raggedy.
I cannot wait. Rasheed Rice makes his return.
He back.
And we're going to score a lot of points. That's all the analysis we need for this week. Also, before we go, shout out to my dog, Ron, the show, Hughley. You and your family, man. Yes. Condolences. We love and appreciate you, man. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about you this morning, man.
Always.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time. It's a high of 85, currently 67. Sunny skies at Operation Breakthrough. Rapper Nas says fans should not expect him to ever do the Super Bowl.
I don't want to say I don't want to do a Super Bowl, but I don't. Why would I do that? Yeah, just leave it to the professionals.
You are the professional of professionals, Nas. What are you talking about? You're Mount Rushmore.
Leave it to the pros, man. I'm a pro at what I do, but you know that thing there, I love it, but I wouldn't.
Speaking as a Nas fan, look, I don't think Nas fans expect him to do the Super Bowl. I don't
that
think
that doesn't match him to me.
Yeah, we good where he at. He's doing Kennedy Center honors. He's doing his own thing, man.
Yeah, he is in his own bag for sure. Yeah. And I think there's even some people that have done the Super Bowl that weren't entertainers that just did it. So I think people should stick to the Ushers of the world and the people that's really finna put on a show. But that's just
stay me. In your lane.
Hello. Switch it over to Holly Bailey and DDG. The Shade Room obtained court documents showing that the temporary restraining order between them two has been extended until November 5th. Of this year. The order was placed back in May and initially set to end yesterday, but it has been extended. Each party's respective legal counsel informed the court that they are preparing the agreement and requested the hearing to be continued to a future date. So that's probably for the best for them. I don't know what went wrong. They were just in love about a week ago, but you know how that goes. That's life. So wishing the best for that baby.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those trusting, fair, and charming Libras.
How you doing?
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor known for his role in The Wire, Above the Rim, and so much more. A big happy birthday to Wood Harris. A big happy birthday to engineer, physician, and NASA astronaut who became the first African-American woman to travel in space. A major happy birthday to Mae Jameson. Sending over a happy birthday to singer-songwriter and media personality Queen Naija. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to Haitian rapper, musician, and actor and Grammy Award winner Wyclef Jean.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and with some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Ashby Graham, Shell Shell, and Kanisha DeRoe Boston. Happy birthday, Elizabeth Pickles and Tiffany Askew. Let's send a birthday love to Dorothy Jackson, Demetrius Denise Bailey, and Donatello Lamont Austin. Send a birthday love to Krista Blanks and Bear Stewart. Happy birthday, Nate Pollard, Cherise Stackergrip, and a big special happy birthday to my dog, Stephen D. Graves III, and everybody else born on October 17th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate
hey.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Clarissa.
Hey, cousin, what you doing?
On my way to work.
All right, man. I don't know. I got a feeling your check engine light is on. Am I right?
Man, you ain't
got
to be putting my business out
there. No! I can just tell by the attitude. It's okay. Look, it's Friday.
No!
You only got to get to work today. We'll worry about the rest on Monday.
You at least got your red on for Red Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a win in our book. Go ahead and finish these lyrics in order to secure the Boy Is Mine ticket.
So never hesitate to go, cause I'm your sister and always for you. And I don't know
do without you from the beginning to the end. You are always been here by my side. That's why I call you my best friend.
In the good times and the bad ones.
Whether I lose or if I win,
come on.
I know I will
never change. And Deanna as my best friend.
Hey! Yes, cousin, okay. Yes. You did that.
All right, all right.
You getting those two tickets to go see Brandy and Monica next weekend at the T-Mobile Center. Who you taking with you?
I'm taking my daughter with me.
She know the words too?
Yes, she do.
Okay, you love it.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town on this Red Friday what morning show was getting you hooked up.
Hustle is shining in the morning, baby.
Making that real money.